What the heck happened on the morning show today? Well, you're in the right place to find out. It is the Daily Podcast for this Wednesday, September 2nd. It's Dave here. All the best stuff from today's show. The Benadryl Challenge is now a thing out on social media. We heard some new words that have been added to the dictionary. Well, dictionary.com. Poop pills caught our attention. You probably won't find them in our cabinet, though. Grand Funk was in Song Stories today. We spun the wheel of wow, as we do every single Wednesday, and we started a petition on our Facebook page for that fine girl known as Brandy. And we competed against each other once again in Song Association. Find out who comes out on top right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
We have an official warning for all of you parents out there with teens, teens with TikToks, houses with Benadryl. You ready?
Yep.
The newest stupid online challenge is the Benadryl Challenge. It's where idiots load themselves up with Benadryl, with the goal being to take enough to hallucinate.
Okay.
How much you need, a gallon?
Yeah, right. I don't know. This is what Scott Schaefer, who is the director of the Oklahoma Center for Poison and Drug Information, says. A dose strong enough to induce hallucinations is potentially life-threatening and may cause seizures and problems with your heart. A 15-year-old girl has already died from this stunt. So, if you've got teens and Benadryl in the house,
drink it before they do.
No.
That's what I'm doing.
All right. Is Benadryl? I thought Benadryl was a pill. It's not a liquid, is it?
No, it's a liquid.
It's a liquid?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have it as pills at home.
You never made Benadryl brownies? Come on, John.
You made Benadryl brownies?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? There's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm about it.
Really?
Taylor probably knows.
Pretty good.
She's nodding yes.
Pretty good.
You are an idiot.
It's called college, guys. Try
it. It's called Danger with Your Life.
Yeah, that too.
Right. So if you've got Benadryl in the house and teenagers, it's time to hide it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
102.9
MGK.
This weekend, we are lending the wheel of wow to the weekend jabronis.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
We're not lending. Dave and I take it.
You have my permission to use it. For the rest of them.
That sucks.
Right?
That's
what
I'm taking.
It's going to be a Wheel of Wow weekend. Today is Wow Wednesday, the Wheel of Wow coming up at 7:40. But this weekend, for the entire weekend, and multiple times each hour, we're going to be spinning the Wheel of Wow and playing all kinds of Wow songs.
You got a list?
You okay.
No. I'm just thinking about Bill, our intrepid leader, right, who was like, you know, he comes to us for ideas. How long ago did I run this idea past Bill? 6-8 months ago?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Right? You know, it's finally got around to it. Yeah. But at least we got a 3-day weekend, right? So,
of course.
So I'll make it that much more. It's being brought to us by Parks Casino and Sportsbook and Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Speaking of jabronis, jabroni made it into dictionary.com's list of new words.
Good.
Wait, what is this, 2001?
Is
The Rock still competing in WWE?
I know. And here's the other thing.
Jabroni.
It seems like every month I'm getting a new list from a different dictionary
of
words that they've added. Yeah. All right? They have added, dictionary.com has added jabroni, am I right? DGAF. All right?
Okay. Don't say that one.
Well, don't give an F.
There you go.
All right. Swole, goat, and jabroni.
I don't like the abbreviations going in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's an acronym.
Right.
It's not a word.
All right. They also claim that the word black should be capitalized as a mark of respect and recognition that's in line with capitalizing on other cultures and ethnicities.
Some newspapers have been doing that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hispanic has always been capitalized.
So every word or just the B?
No, just the B.
Just the B. Oh,
yep.
Okay. Oh, well,
yeah, just like Hispanic with the H.
Yeah, just like Native Americans, white.
Sure.
Okay. All of them, what, we weren't doing it with blacks?
No. Or whites.
Really?
Just Hispanics.
Yeah. Just Hispanics.
Yep.
Okay.
And Asians, I think.
They also want to replace homosexual with gay. The implication of a
So we're going back to that?
Yeah, we're going back to gay.
I can't keep track, man.
I know.
The difference?
They move the goalposts so often, I can't even keep track.
Right. Yeah. And then again, you know, let's face one more thing. It's dictionary.com. You can't even buy a copy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Check it out at buyfordnow.com, then get to your local Ford store. That's it.
That's it?
And scene.
Oh, that was good, Cindy.
Ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while we are forced to go into this because it begs us to ask the question,
they could have cured cancer.
But instead, they worked on this. But this, there's some good news and bad news with this new study that came out of Israel. The good news is researchers have found a way that people who lose weight, how they can actually keep the weight off once they hit their goal.
Okay.
That's clutch.
All right.
That's key.
Yeah, that's real good. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The bad news. It involves eating poop.
I'm out.
Okay. Right. Researchers found that when people took, quote, frozen microbiome capsules created with their own feces after a diet, they were more likely to keep the weight off.
That's because they died.
Yeah, no, that's because, or they were so disgusting that eating anything again would be too much. All right, I'm just like,
they're poop pills.
Yeah, they're poop pills.
That's so gross.
What milligram?
They say that the what milligram?
Does it matter?
My cutoff is 200.
No, is it 200 milligrams?
I'll pop it. Pop anything under that.
Right. Researchers say that one of the keys to keeping your metabolism healthy is managing your weight through your gut, your gut bacteria.
Yeah, so, thanks. I'll take the Activia.
Yeah, right. You'll take the Activia.
Yeah.
You'll go
over
that
the poop
way.
Pill.
All right. I wonder if picking your nose works.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
We're a half hour away from the Wheel of Wow because it's Oh Wow Wednesday. Getting some good suggestions in. Steppenwolf's the pusher. Ooh, he's the pusher man. A long, cool one from Robert Plant. That's another great one. Let's see. Head east, never been any reason. Brandy, of course.
Naturally. There it is.
I think we have to start a petition, to tell you the truth. Because, I mean, everybody wants to hear it. And for some reason, Bill, our program director, is totally against this.
Anti-Brandy.
Anti-Brandy, you know. And he can't even do 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 do. I think that's why he's against the song. He can't do 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 do.
Connie loves it?
Yeah. And what woman wouldn't love it, right?
You know,
and especially if your name is Brandy.
Seriously.
Right? You got to love this song. But Bill, no, he hates it. Every time we suggest putting it on the wheel, no, you can't put that up there.
We played it at a wedding, and it was like a bunch of 30-some-year-olds.
Right.
Come on, Bill.
So I think maybe a petition. I think we're going to
start one up
there.
Change.org. Here we go.
I'm typing it out right now.
You
don't even change it. Just put it on the Facebook page.
Okay.
We'll make a graphic. We'll put it up there. And look at this. Like, Bill, 200,000 listeners want to hear Brandy. In the meantime, we want to get to song
stories. And three a-holes also.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
We're dealing with Grand Funk Railroad this morning, and Mark Farner, of course, who was the leader of Grand Funk Railroad. When it came to We're an American Band, he didn't write it. He had nothing to do with it. He did contribute to it, but how it came about is rather interesting. Here's Mark.
Our manager, Andy Cavalieri, suggested that we do something patriotic, a song about America or something about the USA or something. And Don Brewer came up with that tune, the drum lick that starts the song with the cowbell and everything. I came up with that, and I came up with the little guitar riffs and things, but majorly Brewer's song, his lyrics for sure. And it was like a fantasy of being on the road, and it really hit home with a lot of fans.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
This is the moment where we get the camera going for Facebook Live because we are getting ready for the Wheel of Wow, and we always put that online so you can see that we play exactly what lands on the wheel, and it is time for it.
Wow.
Wow! Yep, the Wheel of Wow. It's all set up here in the studio. on the wheel this week. All right, we'll start off with, Sugarloaf and Green Eyed Lady, Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat, Procol Harum, Conquistador, that's been on there for a while, Katrina and the Waves, and Walking on Sunshine, Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind, that's also been there for a bit, too. Mark Cohn's Walking in Memphis, I wouldn't mind hearing that one today. Yeah. And, of course, the first of the two listener picks are right there. Then we get the final countdown from Europe. Duran Duran's Hungry Like a Wolf, Elvis Costello, Watching the Detectives, The Allman's Statesboro Blues, Van Morrison's Jackie Wilson Said, The Tubes, Talk to You Later, and another listener pick. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been coming up either green or orange. Yellow is the listener pick, and that's the between the green and the orange, and it keeps landing next to it, but not on it. Go for it, Steve.
That was a good one.
That was a hell of a spin. All right, here it comes. We're slowing down.
Oh, my God.
There's a chance. Oh, my God. All right, you see what it is?
Yeah.
All right, you got it there?
Not yet.
All right, that's going to take some digging. Because I can honestly say I do not remember the last time. The last time I heard this on the radio, it was new.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's the last thing. The album was new. It has been a while since I heard this on the radio. And keep in mind, this coming weekend is going to be a Wheel of Wow weekend. Right, and all weekend long, we're going to have the wheel spinning. We're lending it to the staff. You guys are going to guard it all weekend. I know you're so good about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, got my weapons ready.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's get to today's song from the Wheel of Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we go to San Francisco, California, and the Tubes with Talk to You Later. Nice.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
The Tubes would Talk to You Later. And David's asking, what kind of, he says, Fee Waybill seems weirder than Alice Cooper. Yes, Fee Waybill. Alice was acting, all right? Fee Waybill was being Fee Waybill.
Yeah, sort of Les Claypool-esque, too, it seemed.
Yeah, very much so.
That was a great song. I love that.
That's a great tune.
Yeah, it was really fun. Steve Lukather on the guitar there, and he co-wrote it.
Okay. Wow, I never knew that. Yeah. I never knew that. But he wasn't in the band at the time.
No. Nope.
Wow. Right.
Probably next door recording with somebody else.
You know who wasn't in the band?
Who's that?
That would be any of the guys in Looking Glass.
Oh.
And here's an a cappella version.
You're just twisting the knife on Bill today.
I am. We've started a petition, Cindy. All right, and we've got it on our Facebook page. We just need you to go there and comment on it. Because for some reason, Bill has a hair up about this song. Right? And it's like, this is so perfect for the summer.
Yeah.
It's a great summer song.
It's almost yacht rock.
You know? Right. It's almost yacht rock. It probably is yacht rock.
Yeah.
You know?
Classified that.
Talk about the sea and the sailors and all that stuff.
Looking Glass.
Right? So show your support for Brandy and Looking Glass and the Wheel of Wow. Right? As we head into this Oh Wow weekend with the Wheel of Wow. Right? Just go to the JDB Show Facebook page and just mention in comments. Hey, Bill. We want Brandy. Then he's going to talk to us about underage drinking because he doesn't understand what's going on.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
We tried this once before, and we had a lot of fun with it. Actually, we went through a number of rounds on this, right, before we finally had a winner.
Better than we thought.
I think you won.
I really don't remember, I remember it went longer than we thought it would.
Yeah, exactly. And what it's called is Song Association. Taylor will give us a word, and we've got to come up with a lyric from any song that has that word in it.
Right.
All right. So you know, and you can play along in your car, you can play along at home, you can see if you could beat us to it. Doesn't matter what song you use, just as long as you come up with a line that has that word in it. All right. So you ready? You got 5 seconds.
Yeah. I'm really not feeling myself today.
You're not feeling it today?
I said to Dave when you weren't in the studio, even driving in today.
Right.
I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, that's because you've been spending every afternoon on the damn beach.
Pretty nice. That was a pretty good Zoom call yesterday we had.
Yes. We had a Zoom call yesterday. Everybody's in an office someplace, and he's on the damn beach.
In a banana hammock.
You know,
inappropriate.
So, all right. So, Taylor, you got the list of names there?
Oh, I got it.
Oh, wait a second.
Which mic is that?
Her mic is lit. What?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Here, I'll come over here. Oh, I don't want to look at your words, though.
Yes, yell the word.
I'll yell it real loud.
Actually, that worked.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Yeah, good. Good enough.
It's good enough. I don't know why
it's
the
as good as most people's podcasts.
Yeah, now it's working.
Oh, now we're good.
Wow, that last pod isn't working at all.
That's weird. Okay.
Okay, let's go, guys.
Live radio.
Are we ready?
Who's starting?
I'll start.
Okay.
Fire.
Da-da-da, I want you to burn. Da-da-da, da-da, fire.
I can't look at John when he's singing. I can't do it.
I am the god of hellfire.
I was going to say, was that Arthur Brown?
I'm closing my eyes from here out.
All right, go ahead, Taylor.
What do you got, Steve?
Wolves.
Wolves.
I can't think of any themes. I know it's werewolves. I'm out. I just can't. When I get put on the spot like this, I can't think of the tune of Werewolves of London.
Right.
What, like the melody?
Like, I almost sung Werewolves of London, like,
right.
Welcome to the Jungle.
So you couldn't go hungry like the wolf. You couldn't
Shut
have
up.
Done that, huh?
I told you.
Welcome to the Jungle.
I was the whole ride in.
Werewolves of London.
That's exactly how I almost sung. All hour long, my ride in today. I was thinking, I can't do this. I'm going to be so bad at it. I've really psyched myself out.
You weren't wrong.
At 4 in the morning.
No, there is no effort there.
Shut
All right.
up.
Zero
wow. effort.
Move Dave on
Steve
to another
Sixers
word.
Steve Sixers Vassalotti over there.
Oh, God. Okay. Criminal.
Criminal. Criminal. Oh, I've been a bad, bad girl. Oh, come on, Fiona Apple.
Criminal. Okay. Okay. We're doing another round. We're doing another round.
Hold on a second. Right.
Start over, John. You'll play
you
your
John
music.
John, the most basic word
play
of all
music.
Time.
I don't play favorites over here, guys.
That was,
come on.
Play your Jesus Christ Superstar music because you won that. Okay.
We're just giving up.
We have to.
Do another. Do another quick one. That was insane.
Okay, let's start.
Yeah,
over.
One more round.
That's what I'm saying.
One more round.
That was exhibition.
And we'll do another round.
Okay. All right. So all right. What's the word this time, Taylor?
Okay. Beautiful.
You are so beautiful to me.
Dave's not looking at John, thank God. John's got his
Can't
hands moving out to the side. We really should film this when John.
It's because I'm uncomfortable doing it, so I just start looking even dumber.
Yes.
And this way
yeah,
it
you
works.
Do. All right, give me my word.
Okay, hand.
Hand.
Hand. Hand?
That's an easy one.
What?
Really?
What song is Hand?
All right. Put your hand in the man, in the man who spilled the water. Put your hand
it's
in the
church
man.
Church song?
There you go. Yeah,
Selena
it is, actually.
Gomez, keep your hands to yourself.
Stop.
You know, okay?
We should give my her word. We should not give her a microphone.
Give me my word.
Give Dave his word.
Okay. A stupid word.
I'm out.
Go.
Go. Should I stay or should I go now?
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Good one, Dave.
Okay, life.
Life. Life is a carnival. Are you ready or not? Yeah, life is a carnival.
I don't know any of John's
At
songs.
Least,
it's
I don't
the band.
Oh,
life
man.
Is a carnival.
Okay.
I would
okay.
have life, you know, life in the fast lane, but I'm out.
Me too. Go ahead. Hit me.
Lies.
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 Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
All right.
All right. Dream.
Dream.
Oh, my God.
Dream, dream, dream.
He's really pounding
dream.
It home with this one.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hit me.
All right. Sad.
I'm sad. Hit me.
Ah, crap.
Man.
What would you have gone for sad?
We're sad?
Yeah.
So sad about us.
I'm so sad about this bit.
Not alone.
Not as sad as Bill is when he sees her. After hearing this and knowing that he has got a petition coming his way.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.